Hare Krishna. So today we shall be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th Kanto, chapter 6, text number 13. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Jaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam. Tato Jayamudiraye. Nashtaprayeshu Abhadreshu. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati Uttama Sloge. Bhakti Bhavati Naishtage. Tam Tvam Vayam Natha Samujjihanam Saroja Na Abhachirepsitam Artham Drishtva Gada Nirvitam Adyo Sarve Gaja Davartha Iva Gangam Ambaha Tandvam Vayam Nato Samujjihanam Sarojana Bhati Jirepchitartham Drishwagada Nirvidam Adya Sarve Gaja Davataiva Gangam Ambaga Tandvam Vayam Nada Samujjihanam Sarojana Bhachitirepchitartham Drishwagada Nirvidam Adya Sarve Gaja Davataiva Gangam Ambaga Tandvam Vayam Nada Samujjihanam Sarojana Bhati Jirepchitartham Drishwagada Nirvidam Adya Sarve Gaja Davataiva Gangam Ambaga Sarojana Bhati Jirepchitartham Gajadavartaiva Gangam Ambaga Tantvam Vayam Nada Samujjihanam Sarojana Bhati Jirepchitartham Drishwagada Nirvidam Adya Sarve தந்தம் வயம் நாத சமுஜிகானாம் சரோஜனாபாதி ஜலே பிதார்த்தம் ஸ்வாகதா நிர்விதமத்ய சர்வே கஜாத வார்த்தா இவ காங்கம் அம்பகா. மதஜீஸ் என்படி தம் ஓ லார்ட் துவாம் யுவர் லார்ட்ஷிப் வயம் ஆல் ஆஃப் அஸ் நாதா ஓ மாஸ்டர் சமுஜிஹானாம் நௌ அப்பியரிங் பிஃபோர் அஸ் வித் ஆல் குளோரிஸ் சரோஜனாபா ஓ லார்ட் ஹூஸ் நேவல் ரிசம்பிள்ஸ் ஏ லோட்டஸ் ஃபிளவர் ஆர் ஃப்ரம் ஹூஸ் நேவல் க்ரோஸ் a lotus flower adichira for an extremely long time ipsida desiring artham for the ultimate goal of life drishtva seeing gatah in our vision nirvidam transcendental happiness adya today sarve all of us gajaha elephants dava artaha being afflicted in a forest fire eva like gangam ambaha with water from the Ganges. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Elephants afflicted by a forest fire become very happy when they get water from the Ganges. Similarly, O my Lord, from whose navel grows a lotus flower, since you have now appeared before us, we have become transcendently happy by seeing your Lordship, whom we have desired to see for a long time. We have achieved our ultimate goal in our life. Kindly repeat translation. Elephants afflicted by a forest fire become very happy when they get water from the Ganges. Similarly, O my Lord, from whose navel grows a lotus flower, since you have now appeared before us, we have become transcendently happy by seeing your Lordship, whom we have desired to see for a very long time. We have achieved our ultimate goal in our life. Purport. The devotees of the Lord are always very eager to see the Supreme Lord face to face. But they do not demand that the Lord come before them. For a pure devotee considers such a demand to be contrary to devotional service. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches this lesson in his Shishastaka. அதர்சனான் மர்மகதாம் கரோதுவா. The devotee is always eager to see the Lord face to face. But if he is broken hearted because he cannot see the Lord, even if after life he will never command the Lord to appear, this is a sign of pure devotion. Therefore, in this verse we find the word adichira ipsita artham, meaning that the devotee aspires for a long, long time to see the Lord. If the Lord by his own pleasure appears before the devotee feels extremely happy, as Dhruva Maharaja felt when he personally saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When Dhruva Maharaja saw the Lord, he had no desire to ask the Lord for any benediction. Indeed, simply by seeing the Lord, Dhruva Maharaja felt so satisfied that he did not want to ask the Lord for any benediction. Swamin kritartosmi varam nayache. A pure devotee, whether able or unable to see the Lord, always engages in the Lord's devotional service, always hoping that at some time the Lord may be pleased to appear before him so that he can see the Lord face to face. Thus in the purport by His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada ki. Om ajnana timirandasya, jnana jnana shalagaya, chakshurun milidam yena, tasmai shri guruve namaha. Mugam garodi vachalam, bangum langayade girim, yatkripadamagam vande, shri gurum dinatarinam. பரமானந்தமாதவம் கிருஷ்ண சைதன்யேஸ்வரம். ஹரே கிருஷ்ண ஹரே கிருஷ்ண 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே. ஜெயதாம் சுரதோ பங்கோர் மம மந்தமதே கதி மசர்வஸ்வபதாம்புஜோ ராதாமதனமோகனோ. கிருஷ்ணாய வாசுதேவாய தேவகீ நந்தனாய ச நந்தகோபகுமாராய கோவிந்தாய நமோ நம. கோவிந்தாய நமோ நம. கோவிந்தாய நமோ நம. நம பங்கஜநாபாய நம பங்கஜமாலினே நம பங்கஜநேத்ராய நமஸ்தே பங்கஜாங்கிரயே. ஹரே கிருஷ்ண ஹரே கிருஷ்ண. வி ஆர் இன் தி wonderful session of Srimad Bhagavatam. Here the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he has appeared in front of demigods headed by Brahmaji. We saw in the previous chapter he was praying to solve their difficulties between devas and asuras. So in this chapter, we saw actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead has appeared so beautiful that because of the effulgence coming from His body, even they could not see actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But by the mercy of the Lord, they could see. Brahmaji could see actually. Other gods could see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. He appeared in front of them. And when the Lord is appeared in Srimad Bhagavatam, we can see in different canto, many times Bhagavan has appeared in front of devotees and demigods when they pray. And as soon as they appear, He appears, then they start glorifying Him actually. The previous text we saw, Jari glorified the beautiful form of the Lord. How He appeared in front of them, we can see. Last class I was reading actually the Lord Brahma's prayer in 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. There also, He started actually, the first prayer was glorifying the beauty of the Lord. How He appeared, the peacock in his, on the head and fruit in His hand, Shyamavarna. So, and on one hand, actually, he was carrying the food, actually, bhog, which he was eating when Brahmaji last saw him. So it was so beautiful. Form of the Lord is so beautiful. So here, Brahmaji is telling actually, just like the elephants in the forest, Suppose they get a forest fire and they are all bewildered and they know that they are going to die because of the fire. So suddenly Mother Ganga appeared there with a lot of water. So how they will feel it? Now we are saved actually. The water comes and extinguishes the fire. So like that, my dear Lord, today you appeared and your transcendental form, by looking at your form, we are transcendentally happy. We are extremely happy. Yesterday is one of the lectures Prabhupada was telling actually. The real happiness, blissful Satchidananda. The real blissfulness, even for the conditioned souls, it can come only by spiritual advancement or spiritual knowledge about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We know that when we do Sankirtan, when we hear the beauty of the Krishna or Krishna Katha, then there the Ananda is coming. Otherwise you may get some Sukha, that is called Sukham. Now Indriya Sukham, some satisfaction by doing some activity. But internally, internal happiness, the Sukha is for the body. Blissfulness is for the Atmas, for the soul. This we can get only when we do the devotional service, pleasing Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prabhupada was telling actually the Pravarti Marga and Nivarti Marga. Pravarti Marga, for material advancement, one is doing the activity, but will never be happy. Never ever be happy by doing materialistic activities. Even some temporary success they get it, some gain they get it. That is not going to stay. But Nivritti Marga, that is for the advancement to know about Krishna, this advanced spiritual knowledge about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. Then one, the soul will be very happy actually. Especially when the Lord is appeared in front of the devotees. So Prabhupada is mentioning actually, the devotees will never command the Lord. Now I am chanting 16 rounds for the last 1 year. Now you must come in front of me. That is not a sign of pure devotion. I asked you something, you have to give me. Of course, that eligibility is there. One is actually surrendered to the Lord and continuously doing the devotional service. One becomes eligible for it. But the devotees will never ever ask. Even if he is not appearing in front of them, they will not ask. There is a Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu in the Shishastakam. He is telling the last sloga. Ashrishyava padaradam vinastumam adarshanan marmagatam karodhuva yadadadava vidadadulambado matprananadastu sayevana paraga. So my dear Lord, whatever you want you do on me, you kick me. I am broken hearted by not seeing you. But janmani janmani actually, I don't care whatever you do, but I am your servant. I am completely surrendered under your lotus feet. Only the pure devotees who have realized Krishna can only have that bhava. Krishna is there. It's not imagination. Especially those who have come to Krishna Consciousness, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Srila Prabhupada, through his preachings, through his writings actually, he is showing the Supreme Personality of Godhead Bhagavan. He is giving that examples, given so much importance for Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. He is quoting actually the wonderful session where the Lord appeared in front of, starting with actually Brahmaji. Brahma himself actually, before his creation, he did lot of tapas, austerity, penance. You could have gone upset after 1 or 2 years. But after 100 years, of his 100 years, the Lord appeared in front of him. Till that time, patiently he waited. Thinking that one day he will come, that is what Prabhupada is saying, one day. No problem, you have not come. Yeah, I am ready to wait even Janmani Janmani Ishware Bhavadat Bhakti Rahaitugitwe Bhagu. Mahaprabhu is telling. I don't want anything. I want actually bhakti at your lotus feet. I know that if bhakti is there with me, I will be happy in this life. Okay, due to some reason, my prayers are not eligible, my austerities are not sufficient for you to come in front of me in your original form. I patiently wait and continue my sadhana. So that one day you will come, definitely. Prabhupada has quoted here in this purport, Dhruva Maharaja. Dhruva Maharaja's mother, he told that you go to forest and pray to Narayana to fulfill your material desires. He wanted to sit in the lap of his father. Stepmother told you, this life it is not possible. Go and die and get another life in the lap of my son. Then you will be able to sit on the lap of your father. So being a Kshatriya, he took it very seriously, he went to the forest. On the way, Narada Muni became his guru. He was not knowing who is Narayana, how he looks like, how to please him, nothing. But Narada Muni, he took the charge of that boy and he has explained. First he tried to discourage him, go. You are a boy, now go and play. That is, your age is for that, not for austerity or anything like that. He said, no, I will not go. Don't try for it. Then Narada Muni is explaining actually. Dvadasha Mandra is given to him. He said, go and chant this mantra. Do the austerity. He followed the guru. If you go to Vrindavan, you know, Brajamandal Parikrama, you must have gone to Mathuban. Mathuban is a place, Vana, where out of 12 Vanas, where Dhruva Maharaj took actually the penance, sacrifice. He was doing very rigorous tapasya he was doing actually. Not for a long time. See, for a devotee, that is what Prabhupada has mentioned. It is left to Krishna when to come and how to bless and things like that. So he had a strong faith and he was finally stopped breathing even. One by one he left it. Of course, for doing the tapasya also, the Supreme Lord's mercy is required. So then, the Lord, one day, he was having the form in his heart. Vishnu form in his heart, and he was closing his eyes, and he was doing the tapasya, meditating on the Lord. Suddenly, that form disappeared from his mind. Then he got disturbed. He opened eyes, and the same form is standing in front of him. He never demanded actually, no, you should come. Within 6 months, austerity, while Brahmaji has to wait for 100 years for getting the mercy. So it is not that Brahma or Shiva or anybody, it depends upon our dridavrtaha, how we are actually praying under the lotus feet of Krishna. So we are all taught by Srila Prabhupada, actually we can ask only at the lotus feet of Krishna, your bhakti, your love. We are praying to Tulasi Mata, we are praying to Guru, everybody, that please give me your bhakti at your lotus feet. So that is what is required. That we know that in the beginning, you know, nobody gets bhakti. Mechanically somebody is chanting. Chanting, we are getting lot of instructions actually. 10 offenses are to be avoided. Any Vaishnava Virada should be avoided. But somebody takes seriously, somebody doesn't take seriously. So then it will take time actually. Unless we come to offenseless chanting, then only when we start chanting, we can get actually the form of the Lord in our mind. Ishta Deva Dachi, which form you like, that will come only when we do an offenseless chanting. That is why Mahaprabhu, that Shishtashtaka 8 verses are enough for us to understand and practice it. Mahaprabhu said, actually, if you have bhakti, if you have love for him, then symptoms will come. Nayanam galadastrudharaya vadanangagadarudhaya gira pulagai nijidam vapukada tavanama grahane pavishyati. So that symptom should come, actually. Then only we can say that we have bhakti, actually, at the Lord. Or the form of the Lord should come in our mind. If it is not coming, actually we have to pray and the Lord's feet. All these problems will be solved when we chant offenselessly. Initially, maybe with some offenses. Continue that. Patiently continue. Somebody become very serious immediately. Somebody will not become serious casual. And we can see some devotees. Long time, but there is no seriousness. So, that is because of the mercy. Mercy of Guru, mercy of Vaishnava, mercy of this. Other day we were talking about Brahmaji's prayer. Also Brahmaji said that even a small portion of the mercy of your lotus feet is enough, my dear Lord, to understand you. Transcendental possession of yourself. So even if the Lord is coming in front of some devotee, he cannot understand actually. Who is this personality? How great he is? Only the devotees can only understand. Because he was appearing in front of Duryodhana also. So here, he, while glorifying, so this, what he did, actually Dhruva Maharaj, he asked actually, okay, he had a lot of material desires. He wanted a kingdom more than his great-grandfather's. But when he saw the Lord, everything is gone, finished. All the anarthas will go away. What is the material disease will go away. The solution is actually to get the darshan of the Lord. So, he says, no, I don't have any desire, my dear Lord. I don't want anything. And he got puzzled, actually. He doesn't know what to do when the Lord came. What to do? He knows that I'm supposed to glorify him. But he doesn't know how to glorify. Suppose, just imagine, suddenly the Lord comes here. Everybody will say what sloga is to be recited, how to, what to proceed in front of him, or what he likes. So the Lord touched his head on his head, Changa, Concha. Suddenly he is awakened, actually, you know. His original consciousness is awakened and he started glorifying. There is a very nice prayer in Srimad Bhagavatam. So why Prabhupada has mentioned here, he never demanded that you are to come within 6 months or I want to see you, my dear Lord. No. Unconditionally, he did the tapasya. Unconditionally. So our all activities, devotional services should be unconditioned. It is left to you, my dear Lord. But we have to do our duty. And we have to repeat actually the glorification of the Lord. So here it is mentioned, your navel is like a lotus. So Kunti Devi also, he prayed to the Lord. In front of her, Krishna was standing. All Pandavas and Draupadi, everybody stopped Krishna while going to Dwaraka. And he looked at the Lord, he started glorifying the Lord. So one of the prayers which we recited, Namaha Pankajana Bhaya, Namaha Pankaja Malini, Namaha Pankaja Netraya, Namaste Pankajangraye. So there it is, your eyes are just lotus petals, your nappy is like a lotus. So that is a beauty, she is explaining. And unconditionally, Kunti Devi is praying actually by looking at the Lord. Now you are going away, you are going to disappear from us. All the way you are there with us when we are in difficulty. So if that is condition, then I pray under your lotus feet. Vipadaha santuda shashvada tatra tatra jagatkuro bhavato darshanam yasyat apunar bhavadarshanam. So here Brahmaji is praying actually, today we have fulfilled, we got the goal of our life is fulfilled. Our goal of our life for long time, we wanted to see you, my dear Lord, we were praying. Your darshan. Now we don't have any problem, automatically the problem will be solved. Automatically the problem will be solved. So he says, apunar bhava darshanam. Let my difficulties, all the dukkhas, let them come again and again and again in my life. Because whenever we were in difficulty, you used to come Krishna immediately. Now today you are going away, saying that you actually fulfill all our desires, reinstated us. So you are going away, thinking that we are happy. No. That is not the real, real happiness is when you are with us, my dear Lord. So she is telling, nobody, she is asking for a package deal. I want to see you always. Because if anybody is you means you will not get in Punarjanma. Punarjanma na vidyade. Bhagavan, he is giving darshan for somebody means that is a qualification to go back home, back to Buddha. Just like we say that Shastra has mentioned that simply you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yesterday I saw one quoting, Krishna is carrying a child in the hand like this, just like a mother is carrying child. And Krishna is telling the child actually, don't cry, don't get disturbed, don't make much noise, be calm. Simply you chant my holy name. This is a message for us. When we are in difficulty, when we have problems, we make lot of noise, correct? We make lot of noise. No, this is my right, I should have got it, this has that, so many things. Bhagavan is telling, keep quiet, keep quiet. Don't forget, you are in my lap, you are in my hand. That is actually the surrender. When somebody is surrendered to Krishna, means the Lord is taking care of that devotee. He is putting them in the, just like a mother in the lap. When you are in the lap of Krishna, why to worry? Don't make any noise. Do your duty. Chant holy name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Prabhupada is mentioning that always engage in the Lord's devotional service, always hoping that sometime the Lord may be pleased to appear before him so that he can see the Lord face to face. Continue our dharma. Yesterday Prabhupada was taking the class, Svai Pumsam Baro Dharma, Yado Bhakti Radokshaje, Ahaidugiya Pradihada, Eyatma Suprasidati. That is a dharma. Our dharma is actually, Sudha Goswami, Savunaga Rishis, they asked the question, first question, he is answering actually, this is the answer. What is the dharma? So, eto bhakti adokshaje. They are saved actually from material miseries and everything actually. So, bhakti we can get it. Prabhupada was mentioning actually yesterday how we can get bhakti or love for Krishna. So, the love for Krishna, he can get it, he says, the devotee who understood Vasudeva Sarvamiti, he is a Mahatma, Bhagavan is calling the Mahatma. He engaged in the devotional, pure, loving devotional service under the lotus feet of Krishna. And he understands, actually, we can please Krishna, he told in Bhagavad Gita also, if we love somebody, what we try to do, we glorify him. Or we give you big advertisement actually. Hey, materially also. somebody loves, you know, he's a great person. You know, he did like that, he did like that, he looks like this. Great personality. The same thing, if he loves Sri Krishna, we talk about him. Mikhil Varasu, if we love somebody, you talk about him always, correct? Mobile or anything like that. Oh, great glory, sir. So that is a symptom, whether we got love or some love for Krishna, is actually we start talking about him. His leelas, his activities, and the devotees actually, they realize every day, every moment they realize the love for Krishna. Is it not mercy of the Lord, I got this? Is it not mercy of the Lord, I happen to come to Krishna consciousness? So there are so many people, they are suffering actually in this material world. But they have no solution actually to get rid of this problem. They know how to aggravate actually the problem. It can come again and again. They know this soul. But Bhagavatam is telling Tapatrayo Unmilanam. Bhagavatam. Simply talk about Krishna. Allow him. Sometime some Acharya came to Prabhupada, when Sannyasi came to Prabhupada, he said, Prabhupada, actually, I brought all my devotees here. They are all asking me a question that how can they please you, Prabhupada? So usually Prabhupada give an answer that distribute my books, then that way you can please me. But that day Prabhupada said, you tell them I will be much pleased if they start loving Krishna. So this is what is actually lacking in our devotional service. Instrumentally, mechanically we do so many things. But that devotional service to be, Bhagavan is telling to Uddhava in 11th canto, is pure loving devotional service. That feeling we should have, because Brahmaji is telling that the long time we are waiting for your darshan, my dear Lord. And we are hankering for it. Mahaprabhu is telling, Yuga idam nimeshena chachusha pravrisha idam shunya idam jagasarvam govinda virahe name. So we are away from this feeling, we should get it. I am away from Krishna for a long time, maybe Bahukodi Janma is finished. I could not get back to him and love him and serve him directly. This is the course of my problem actually. So then when she starts loving, every moment that devotional activities will be in such a way that I should develop life for him so that I can go back to him and serve him directly. I'm serving the deities, I am serving these disciples, serving his Vaishnavas. Of course, that is also one of the way Bhagavan has instructed actually. You serve a Vaishnava is a service to the Lord, equivalent to serving the Lord. Because they can also, Prabhupada has actually authoritatively said actually, I can take you back home, back to Godhead. You just follow my instructions. You read my books and whatever the ways are there, I mentioned there, try to read and understand and practice it, I will definitely take you back home, back to Godhead. Somebody asked Prabhupada actually, how am I to know that I am doing all this seva for Krishna, whether Krishna is pleased with me or not, he like it or not? He said, you do such a devotional service, one day you will see the Lord face to face. Then you ask him. You come to the platform, then you ask him, my dear Lord, I am doing all this seva, whether you like it or not. Any correction is required or not. So this bhava should come. That is why Bhagavatam is mentioning about this, all this, the prayer. We should, every day we should think that one day is gone, one day is gone, one day is gone. I don't know when my last time will come. Before that, apuna bhava darshanam, I can see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Or because of pure devotion, you know, I don't want to come and
I don't want to see him. It's not a condition. If he likes. Prabhupada said, you do the devotional service in such a way that you don't try to see Krishna. Do the devotion in such a way that Krishna will look at you. He's done so much for me, so I should go. That's why it's very nice prayers, Gajendra's prayers and everything. So he was not having any idea about the Lord, but he's praying. So when sincere prayers are heard, the Lord cannot sit there. He will go to the devotee's running. So I was just reading in the Chaitanya Bhagavata about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's very nice. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Gaya to see the to do the Pindadan for his father. He finished everything and when he looked at the lotus feet of Vishnu Pada, the tears started flowing down on the lotus feet. Especially when the Brahmanas just started glorifying the lotus feet of Krishna. And then he, Vrindavandas Thakura is writing that he shed tears on his own lotus feet. Looking at the lotus feet. And Ishwarapuri came there to see Mahaprabhu. And they had a very nice discussion. And finally, so when everything is finished, Mahaprabhu is saying, Ishwarapuri again, Puri Bale Bandrava Baliya Ko Katha Pranami Dide Pari Tomara Sarvatha. Ishwarapuri replied, what to speak of mantra, I can give my life to you. So he is asking Ishwarapuri, give me initiation, Diksha. I want to take initiation from you, my dear Lord. Tabetane stana chiksha guru narayana karilena dashakrata mandrera grahana. Then to instruct everyone, the Lord accepted the mantra from Ishwarapuri. Just to show everybody that everyone has to accept a guru and take the mantra from the guru. The Lord then circumambulated Ishwarapuri and said, I fully surrender myself unto you. Accepting the guru, he said, today onwards, completely I am surrendered unto your lotus feet. Hena shubha drishti tumi karaha mara enami bashi krishna premera sagare. Please glance mercifully on me so that I may float in the ocean of love for Krishna. So Mahaprabhu is telling Ishwarapuri, please give your merciful glance on me so that I will see the ocean of love of Krishna. The Supreme Lord Himself is showing actually how to beg to the lotus feet of Guru. Suniya Prabhura Vakya Sri Ishwarapuri Prabhure Dilena Lingana Vakshe Dhari. Hearing the Lord's words, Sri Ishwarapuri embraced Him. He was in ecstasy. Actually, love of God had started from Madhavendrapuri. Madhavendrapuri's disciple only Ishwarapuri. So he is asking, begging. Donhara nayana jale, dohara sharira, sanjida haila preme, kehana hestira. The bodies of both became soaked in their tears and agitated due to the ecstatic love. So hugged each other and tears were flowing from both the Ishwarapuri's eyes and Mahaprabhu's eyes. This is a symptom of love for Krishna. He namade Ishwarapuri rakriba kari kadadina gayaya regila gaurahari. In this way, while bestowing mercy on Ishwarapuri, Sri Gaurahari remained in Gaya for a few days. So Ishwarapuri requested him, you stay here for some time. So he stayed. Atma Pragashe Rashi Haila Samaya Vine Vine Bade Prema Bhaktira Vijaya. As the time became ripe for the Lord to reveal Himself, His loving devotional sentiments increased day by day after taking initiation. Earlier he was called Nimai Pandit. He was a Pandit. The symptoms were not with him. He is showing actually the love for Krishna, the symptoms will come only when the
get it from the Guru, disciplic succession.
Ekadina Mahaprabhu Vashya Niprade Nija Ishtamandra Dhyana Lagila Karide.
One day the Lord sat down in solitary place, began to meditate on the mantra given by Isharapuri. He started actually meditating on it. So every day he knew that his attraction for Krishna, love for Krishna is increasing. This is the test we have to take it actually. Every day I am chanting so many rounds and doing the devotional service. The real love for Krishna is increasing in me. The realization is coming to me. This we have to check it. That is what this mentions.
Dhyananande Mahaprabhu Bhagya Prakashya Karidela Gila Prabhu Rodana Dakya.
So after some time, when the Lord regained his external consciousness, he was meditating. When external consciousness, he began to shed tears and call for Krishna. When he came out of this meditation, he started crying like anything and calling for Krishna. So this is symptom when we understand actually the loving nature of the Lord. Krishna is a loving person. He is not sitting with a stick in his hand and beat somebody or punish somebody or like that. He never punished anyone. He glorifies actually. The devotee is doing something.
Krishna re bapare mora jivana srihari konadige gela mora prana kari churi.
By crying he started crying.
Krishna re bapare mora jivana srihari konadike gela mora prana kari churi.
Oh my dear Krishna, oh Father, oh Hari, my life and soul, where did you go after stealing my heart? Chanting, 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 Krishna is going to take the heart. Sometime when I went to Mayapur, that one Maharaj was telling me, so I was telling so much ecstasy about, you know, Mayapur and deities and all. He says, oh, this shows that Mahaprabhu has stolen your heart. That is why you feel like that. Go to Vrindavan, Leela, the Radharani is taking your heart. Then you will not be able to. Sometimes that simply writing on the t-shirt under the, you know, when I went to Vrindavan, I lost my heart in Vrindavan. That is Vrindavan Dham or Radharani or Shamsundara has taken your heart. Then you will not be able to leave that place. How can you leave the heart and come out? So Mahaprabhu is crying and actually is calling, oh Krishna, where are you? Where are you? Where did you go? I know that you have taken my heart and you are hiding yourself.
Painu Ishwara Mora Kona Dike Gela Sloga Padi Prabhu Kandide Lagila.
I saw my Lord, but now where has he gone? The Lord then began to cry and recite various verses. Verses of praise from Bhagavatam he started actually. Where have you gone? Where have you gone? Where are you, my dear Lord? I am without my heart now. You are having my heart. Please show me yourself. I want to see you. So this is the real symptom of love, symptom of
prema bhakti rase matna haila ishwara sakala sri anga haila dulaya dushara.
The Lord was absorbed in sentiments of ecstatic love. And his entire body was covered with the dust. He's fallen on the ground and he was rolling because of the ecstasy.
Ata nada kari prabhu dake uchai sure kota gela bapa krishna chadiya mohare.
He loudly cried out in distress. Real crow, Mahaprabhu cried.
Where did you go, leaving me behind? My dear child Krishna, I can't see you, I want to see you. Where did you go?
So that is ecstasy. Mahaprabhu has shown actually the real symptom.
Ye Prabhu Achiladi Paramagambira Se Prabhu Haila Preme Paramastira.
That Lord who was previously most grave now became greatly agitated in ecstatic love. These symptoms were not there when he was Nivai Pandit. When he got initiation, when he started actually, he got all the symptoms. All his graveness has gone. He becomes completely surrendered. He started crying for Krishna. He rolled on the ground, cried loudly, and floated in the ocean of devotional feelings of separation. All the symptoms, he rolled on the ground, cried loudly, he started crying actually. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Rekshama. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Rekshama. Then after some time, Nimai's student came and pacified him with a great care. They started actually touching him. The Lord said to them, you all go back to Navadvipa. I will not return to material life. No way you can take me. Yes, some students with him as a Nimai Pandit. You go back. You go back to Navadvipa. I will not come. I don't want to come back to this material life. So, Apunaya Bhava Darshana. One has Darshana of the Lord, realized Lord, then only he can give up actually the material life or attraction for it. Nana Rupe Sarva Shishyagana Prabodhya Stiragarira Kena Sabai Emilia. Students try to various ways to solace the Lord and keep him peaceful. But it all failed actually. The Lord said actually, early morning, without informing anyone, the Lord departed for Mathura and ecstatic love. Says, I am not coming to Navadvipa, I am going to Mathura, Vrindavan. I want to see my Lord, I want to get my heart, which is with him. So, they were in difficulty. Krishna re, Bapa re, Mora, Paimu Kodaya, Yehi Mada Baliya, Yayena Gauraraya. The Lord Gaura walked, he called out, oh Krishna, oh my dear child, where I can find you? Should I come to Mathura, Vrindavan, where are you? So by seeing this, actually, all the demigods appeared in the sky, and they all started giving actually one, Ashariri was given him, the Lord. My dear Lord, you are advented to distribute the love with which Lord Ananda always glorifies, and which Brahma, Shiva and four Kumaras are all overwhelmed with. This fact is known to you. So you have not come here actually to go to Mathura at this moment. We are your servant, therefore we offer this reminder at your lotus feet. O Lord, you are supremely independent. Whatever you desire cannot be checked by anyone. Therefore, O Lord, please return home. You will see the city of Mathura later. So they reminded him, you came here to distribute the love, which you got it today, not for going to Mathura and enjoy yourself. So please go back to Navadvipa. So Gaura Hari actually, he obeyed that Achariri and he started going back to Navadvipa along with his students. So why I read it is, this is the real ecstasy of seeing Krishna. One realizes actually our original form, original, when we are staying with Krishna, how much we are happy, how much we are trouble free. And then immediately they jump towards actually, the Atma jump towards that particular Parabrahma so that they can get the original body and enjoy with Krishna, do the service for the Lord, who is Sachidananda Vigraha. Hare Krishna. So this is why these prayers are given in the Srimad Bhagavatam, for us to advance in our spiritual life, and check ourselves actually we are going in the direct direction, right direction. Kulashekara Alvar also giving the wonderful aushadha. All the difficulties in our life, vyamoha, manovritti. Vyamoha prasammoshadam muni manovritti pravatyaushadam daityendriyati karaushadam
த்ரிபுவனே சஞ்சீவன ஔஷதம் பத்யா பத்யாயதாயந்த கஹித ஔஷதம் பவபய பிரதம் ஔஷதம் ஸ்ரேயா ப்ராப்தி கரௌஷதம் பிப மன ஸ்ரீகிருஷ்ண திவ்யௌஷதம்.
வியாமோகா மனோவர்த்தி ஆல் தி டிஃபிகல்டிஸ் நாட் கெட்டிங் பக்தி. சோ ஃபார் ஆல் திஸ் திவ்ய ஔஷத இஸ் கிவன் ஆக்சுவலி பிபா ஸ்ரீகிருஷ்ண திவ்ய ஔஷதம். தட் இஸ் ஆக்சுவலி தி ஆயுர்வேதிக் மெடிசின். ஹரே கிருஷ்ண ஹரே கிருஷ்ண 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே. அண்ட் குளோரிஃபை கிருஷ்ண, குளோரிஃபை லைக் எனி திங், குளோரிஃபை ஸ்ரீல பிரபுபாத் பிகாஸ் ஹி ஹஸ் குளோரிஃபைட் கிருஷ்ண லைக் எனி திங். ஹி ரிவீல்ட் ஹிம்செல்ஃப், ஹி ரிவீல்ட் ஆக்சுவலி த குளோரி ஆஃப் த சுப்ரீம் பர்சனாலிட்டி காட் விச் வி கேன் டேக் அப் அண்ட் குளோரிஃபை. ஹரே கிருஷ்ண. ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதம் கீ ஜெய்.